Let us now pray Psalm 118 with Jesus. The occasion of this psalm is a festival procession into the temple celebrating victory. The master of ceremonies is summoning the people, then the priests, and finally the whole assembly to thank God and in turn to shout out, God's covenant love endures forever. Then, as we'll see, the king recounts how God came to his aid. I'll read from the psalm. Give thanks to God who is good. God's covenant love endures forever. And the master of ceremonies says, let the people proclaim God's covenant love endures forever. And we're meant to hear the people shout that. And then he turns to the priest. Let the priests proclaim God's covenant love enthroned endures forever. And then we hear the priests chant it. And then the MC asks everyone together, let all who fear God proclaim God's covenant love endures forever. And the whole assembly in the temple shout out those words. Then the king, I called to God in my distress. God answered and set me free. With God on my side, I do not fear what people can do to me. God is with me to help me. I'll see my enemies defeated. That verse is quoted by the author of the letter to the Hebrews. He said, I will never forsake you, I'll never leave you. So we can say with confidence, writes the author, with God on my side, I do not fear what people can do to me. Obviously taken straight from Psalm 118. Then the psalm goes on, it's better to take refuge in God than to rely on human beings. It's better to take refuge in God than to trust in princes. The nations, says the king, surrounded me. Calling on God, I drove them back. They surrounded me on every side. Calling on God, I drove them back. They swarmed like bees and blazed like a brushwood fire. Calling on God, I drove them back. I was hard-pressed and falling. God came to my help. God is my strength, my song, my saviour. Glad shouts of victory ring out in the tents of the righteous. With triumphant arm raised high, God has conquered. Responding to the king, the chorus recalls the celebration in the camp of the victory that was achieved through the power of God. The text of the psalm, I will not die, I will live to recount God's deeds. And then, God punished me severely, but did not leave me to die. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks. These verses are spoken by the king in the psalm, praying the psalm with Jesus. We, of course, leave out in regard to Jesus the words, God punished me severely. God isn't punishing Jesus. In fact, God's not punishing anyone. But we can hear Jesus say, God did not leave me to die. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, says Paul to the Romans, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. We trust that we will share in Jesus' risen life. In the meantime, as Paul writes in his second letter to the Corinthians, we're treated as dying, but look, we are alive. So let's pick up, go back a little bit and pick up the movement of this ritual, this celebration in the temple. Glad shouts of victory ring out in the tents of the righteous. With triumphant arm raised high, God has conquered. Yes, the army conquered, but only because God did. I will not die. I will live to recount God's deeds. God did not leave me to die. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks. You can imagine him, the king, pounding on the temple door. This, he's told, is God's gate. Through it only the righteous can enter. I thank you that you've answered me. You have become my saviour. In this verse, the king turns to those responsible for opening the gate to the temple, and they reply. Praying this with Jesus, we recall his words, I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. That's in John chapter 10, where Jesus speaks of himself as the good shepherd. And the words from the Last Supper, I am the way, says Jesus. I am the truth. I am the life. Verse 21, the psalm continues. I thank you that you have answered me. You have become my saviour. The stone that the builders rejected has become the angle stone, the cornerstone, the keystone. This is God's doing. It's marvellous in our eyes. This is the day God has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. Save us, we beseech you, O God. O God, grant us success. Blessed is the one who comes in God's name. We bless you from God's house. God is our light. On this our festival, go forward with branches even to the altar. That's the MC shouting over the crowd. You are my God. I give you thanks. You are my God. I extol you. Give thanks to God who is good. God's covenant love endures forever. The words, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, or or perhaps the keystone. And it goes on, this is God's doing. It's marvellous in our eyes. Jesus quotes these words in his parable about his being rejected and the consequences for those who rejected him. This is in Mark chapter 12. Have you not read this scripture, says Jesus? And now he quotes our psalm. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is God's doing. It's marvellous in our eyes. And Peter quotes this text in Jesus' trial before the Sanhedrin. This Jesus is, he says, this is Peter speaking, this Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given among mortal human beings by which we must be saved. And that speech is found of Peter in Acts chapter 4, verse 11. Peter quotes it again in his first letter. It stands in Scripture. He says, see, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. That's actually a quote from the prophet Isaiah. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, Peter writes, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner. This was quite a favourite text because Jesus appeared not to be important in building Judaism, in fulfilling the hopes that they had in the Messiah. It wasn't apparent, but he was the one that revealed God and brought salvation, if only we'd listen and welcome the gift. Paul alludes to this same verse from the psalm in his letter to the Gentile communities. Ephesians chapter 2, he writes, you are no longer strangers and aliens. You are citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in God, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. And we come back to the psalm, verses 24 to 26. This is the day God has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. Save us, we beseech you, O God. O God, grant us success. Blessed is the one who comes in God's name. We bless you from God's house. God is our light. The chorus is chanting those words. The call, save us, technically translates the Hebrew Hosanna. But by this time it had become simply a cry of delight and joy and victory and so on. These verses are echoed in the New Testament. In the account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem we read, I'm quoting from Mark chapter 11. Those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest. And we're told, John chapter 12, they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet Jesus, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. In his recounting of Jesus' ministry in Jerusalem, Matthew includes the following lament. Quoting from Matthew chapter 23. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, says Jesus, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. And then the words that pick up Psalm 118, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And the MC instructs the assembly, on this our festival, go forward with branches, even to the altar. And the king responds, you are my God. I give you thanks. You are my God, and I extol you. And the assembly repeats the cry that we saw in verse 1 and brings to conclusion this liturgical psalm. Give thanks to God who is good. God's covenant love endures forever.